Hey, just before the episode starts, two things. Firstly, I made you a playlist of 21 songs, which I've called Empowered. Now, you might have heard me talk about my passion for music on the podcast before, and I am passionate about every single song on this playlist. Each one gives me major goosebumps and makes me want to grab the nearest wine bottle or hairbrush to use as a microphone. And I've picked these particular songs because most of them are less about love and relationships and more about just life. So if you want me to send you this empowering playlist that is going to make you feel amazing, then go to lucymegason.com/empowered with a D. That's lucymegason.com/empowered. The second thing is that I've started a YouTube channel where you can now go and watch video clips from the podcast. Instagram only lets me post 90-second reels, so the clips are always really short. But on YouTube, I'll be posting some much longer clips from the podcast. So if you'd like to actually watch Spinsterhood Reimagined as well as listen to it, just Google Spinsterhood Reimagined YouTube. And also, please, please, please subscribe to the channel. You can also find the YouTube link in the show notes. Okay, on with the episode. Hey there, and welcome to my Saturday mini-sode. I know that weekends can often be quite difficult when you're single and you don't have kids. So I wanted to do a very short episode every Saturday morning, just so that you can listen to someone first thing on a Saturday who totally gets it, who totally has your back, and who knows that weekends can still be awesome, even more so, when you're on your own. I'm going to be talking about all sorts of things, from my general wonderings to my words of wisdom about life. Take the word wisdom with a huge pinch of salt. To stuff that I'm currently obsessed with, whether that be books or music or podcasts, whatever it is, I really hope that you guys will enjoy it. So, without further ado, here we go. Hey, and welcome back to another Saturday mini-sode. I swear, I get so many ideas for this mini-sode that I'll literally be walking down the street and I'll start recording something into the voice notes on my phone to remind me of an idea that's come into my mind. And this week was no different. I was on my way to work at the coffee shop and I got an email from Amazon to tell me that my brand new, amazing rose gold weekly and monthly life planner in A4 size had been dispatched. Now, if you're a loser like me, then you'll understand how stationery just gets me ridiculously excited. It's kind of like porn for me, and I just get stupidly excited to go and buy new stationery. Like, for example, I only write in pencil because I like being able to rub things out, and I use these very specific Papermate mechanical pencils, and they have a rubber on the end, and the ones I get are super basic and really like cheap, but they come in amazing colours, and my favourites are the pink and the blue and the purple ones. And I cannot tell you how much joy it brings me to go and buy new ones and to use them every goddamn day, because I do. So yeah, I'm a stationery weirdo, and I recently received my new planner, which I'm completely obsessed with, and like my mechanical pencils, it brings me deep, deep joy every time I open it and have something new to write in it. It even has pages for like vision boards, which I use, and so I stuck a picture of Jennifer Aniston on one of the vision board pages. I know. But anyway, this is not an episode about stationery. I digress. So when I was walking to work the other day and I got the reminder for my planner, have I lost you guys? Is this already the most boring episode ever? I hope not. But anyway, getting this email gave me an idea to do a mini-sode about time. My gosh, time is so precious and so fleeting, and it's the one commodity we can never get back. And it goes by so fast that it blows my freaking brains out. And the fact that it's November, whilst that on the one hand fills me with joy because soon enough I can start playing Christmas music, it also terrifies me that we're nearly at the end of the year again. And that just makes me want to be even more mindful with my time. You know, my birthday is on January the 1st, so every year I have the sort of double whammy of New Year's Day and my birthday, which can be quite a head fuck, to be honest. But anyway, time goes by so quickly that I start saying to people in January, it's basically Christmas, isn't it? Because it basically is. Whatever time of year, it's basically Christmas. So yes, time. How much time do we waste on stuff that is a total waste of time? I would guess quite a bit. This is something that I've sort of been working on in recent years because I've become so much more intentional about how I spend my time. And that's the word I really want to focus on in this minisode, because I think we need to start being more intentional with our time. And what the hell do I mean by that? Well, without wishing to give away the fact that I'm the most boring person on the planet, I pretty much always know exactly what I'm going to be doing from one day to the next. And not only that, but I pretty much know what I'm going to be doing from 1 hour to the next. Because the thought of wasting my time literally gives me major anxiety. Like, I'm not joking. It gives me major anxiety. It's part of the reason why I started to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And the one thing I cannot stand is lying in the mornings. It feels like such a waste of my time. And people sometimes say to me, you need the sleep, or it's good for you to have a lie-in, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, no. The rare occasions that I sleep in, and sleeping in to me means like 8 a.m, but the rare occasions I do that, I get out of bed in such a state of panic, it's not even funny. And yes, I realise that's probably not normal, but that is how important my time is to me. It is like the most important thing, and I'm one of those people who wants to make the bloody most of every minute and really use my time in a way that feels like I'm living with intention. Now, I didn't always used to be like this. In fact, if you speak to any of my friends or family, they'll be like, Lucy was always the last one to get up. She's the worst person in the mornings, blah, blah, blah. Because I did used to be. And I'm not saying that I now leap out of bed singing songs from, you know, The Sound of Music, but I do want to get out of bed and make the most of my days because there's so much that I want to be doing. So going back to being intentional with our time, I guess what is not being intentional is just, you know, say on a weekend, getting out of bed whenever, you know, going into the kitchen, making coffee, kind of faffing around without any real plan for the day. And then before you know it, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you haven't even got dressed, let alone left the house. And then by the time you sort of gone out to the shops, you get home and it's like 4 o'clock and the day is practically over. And the danger with a day like that is that you'll inevitably then stay up ridiculously late and then you'll be tired. So you'll do the same thing the next day. And when it comes to Monday morning, when you've got to go to work, you don't really feel like you achieved anything or you did anything particularly meaningful or whatever with your time. So if we don't think in advance about what we're going to do in a day, in a week, in a month, then we're not being intentional with our time. And what that means is we just end up wasting so much time. So in order to make better use of our time, we need to start planning it. And I'm not saying that you have to be as regimented as I am, but truly your life will improve if you start planning your days, even just very roughly. So I think a really good thing to do is every Sunday, you can sort of make a plan for the week. You can look at what you know you've got to do. You can leave time for sort of ad hoc things that might come up. You can literally schedule in time for, say, social media. So rather than constantly checking Instagram throughout the day, you can set aside 1 hour or half an hour per day and only look at it then. And then you can sort of guilt-free scroll non-stop for that hour, but then you know it's time to stop. I mean, I think I've said this before on other episodes, but I tend to only look at Instagram once a day. And sometimes I don't even look at it every day, although I do try and post every day. So I do look at it most days. But I will set aside a time to do that and not look at it any other time during the day. So I'll literally go in for the allocated time, look through my feed, use that time to reply to messages, comments, whatever, and then I'll do a post. But I've started to actually schedule that time into my days. And also, you can even schedule time in that is sort of free time when you can do whatever the fuck you want. But I just find that if I don't plan my days, I don't plan my time, I just end up feeling completely overwhelmed and I never feel satisfied at the end of the day. And also, while I think of it, I think to-do lists are a freaking nightmare. I always used to write out to-do lists like every day. And I would never, ever manage to do everything that was on there. So every day I would just end up feeling really crap about myself and really annoyed with myself. But now, and that's another thing about my amazing new rose gold planner, instead of writing a to-do list, I will actually put things into the planner. I used to do this on a wall calendar, which I still have on my wall. But the problem with my wall calendar is that there isn't enough room per day to sort of write very much in there. Whereas my new planner, my new life planner, has the length of an A4 page. It's not a page per day, it's 7 days per page. But each day you have the length of an A4 page for each day, if that makes sense. And also it's divided up into half hour time slots. So you can literally put everything you need to do when you're going to do it. And the reason it's better than a to-do list is because you're more likely to get the things done because you've allocated time for them. Whereas with a to-do list, it can just be sort of endless. So yeah, I love doing that. And my days are literally planned out. So I think that one of the main problems today with our time management and the reason we don't get shit done is just because we are constantly faced with endless distractions, not least social media, which is probably top of most people's list, but also things like WhatsApp messages, Messenger messages, Facebook messages, Voxer messages. I'm now on a Voxer group message, which I never used to be. I seem to have so many group chats going on that I get really overwhelmed by it all. And sometimes I just can't deal with it. So I just don't look at things and don't open things. And also there are things like Netflix, you know, the news, don't even get me started. So I think we just need to learn how to not let our focus be constantly pulled away from what we're doing by the million and one distractions that are all fighting for our attention. And so going back to my rose gold monthly and yearly life planner, I find that there are certain hacks that can make you feel like you're actually getting shit done. The first thing is I recently turned the sound off all of my notifications because it was getting ridiculous. I also have God knows how many reminders on my phone, and so it was just constantly pinging, which is just so distracting. So yeah, I've now turned the sound off. So when I'm at my desk working on something, I don't get distracted. And another thing I've started doing is setting a timer when I need to do a particular task and need to get something specific done. I mean, it can even be literally like I need to clean my flat or I need to change my sheets. It can be anything, but I'm sort of talking more about, you know, when I need to sit down at my desk and, you know, get something done. I mean, earlier today, for example, I set my timer for an hour because I needed to sit down and concentrate on a book proposal that I'm working on. And I think we all have a tendency to procrastinate. I certainly do. If I'm putting something off, I'll literally be like, oh, I'm just going to unload the washing machine, or oh, I just need to hoover or do the washing up or tidy something up or whatever it is. But if you have the time allocated in your amazing life planner for a particular task and you just set a timer and go, then you're more likely to get it done. And you should also like go to the loo, make a drink, get prepared so that you're not then getting up to go and make a coffee or have a snack or whatever. Because the thing is this, there are so many distractions that we have in this day and age that are just constantly pulling our attention away from doing the things we really should be doing to, you know, improve our lives and get us to where we want to go. So I just think it's so important to just really think about this, and I think it'll kind of make your life better. It certainly makes mine better when I'm more intentional about how I spend my time. And one other thing I wanted to say is that we need to stop spending our time on things and people that don't actually make us happy or excited or any kind of emotion like that. So many of us do things we don't really want to do. I mean, I did another mini-sode all about saying no. But yeah, I think we tend to find ourselves spending time doing things we don't really want to be doing with people we don't really want to be doing them with. And I started asking myself about anything I'm thinking about doing, is this going to bring me joy? Does the thought of doing this make me excited, or does it fill me with dread? And obviously, aside from the things we all have to do in life that we'd rather not, I just won't do things anymore that don't make me feel good. And it sounds so simple and so silly, but if you actually ask yourself, does this excite me? Will this make me happy? It makes a difference, and you might find that you have been doing stuff that you could and would happily live without. I've honestly started trying to literally follow the good feelings. What makes me feel good? I do more of that. It's so simple, but it's so true. Just ask yourself, does this make me feel good? And if the answer is no, and you don't have to do it, then don't fucking do it. Spend your time where you can doing the things that make you feel good, rather than wasting your time doing things that don't, that you're maybe doing out of obligation. So yeah, we have got to start becoming more intentional with our time and getting a grip on those things that are distracting us from the things that we actually should be doing or want to be doing that either make us feel good or are going to get us to a place where we want to get in life. We've got to learn to focus fully on the things that are serving us every day. And because time is so precious and it goes by so quickly, and it is basically Christmas, whatever month we're in, we need to stop wasting our time on shit that isn't doing us any good, isn't providing us with any value, isn't serving us. We're just frittering it away on crap, which we can all do, myself included. But because time is just so precious, we need to learn to manage our time better. And that might sound really boring and really rigid, but I think it's essential if you want to get to where you want to get. Unless, of course, you're going nowhere, in which case feel free to waste as much time as you bloody well want. But I'm sure that's not the case. Anywho, I hope this episode was helpful in some way. And I will put a link to my planner in the show notes. I got it on Amazon, but it's awesome. But yes, I will put a link to my amazing planner in the show notes in case you want to order it. Okay, see you Tuesday. Bye.